This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a jazz guitarist suffers amnesia and recovers his memory by relearning to play the guitar. But first, as March gets rolling, many college students are getting set to head south for spring break, volunteering to clean up after Katrina. The Gulf Coast of Mississippi needs them. A storm surge close to 30 feet high was pushed ashore by the high winds, destroying thousands of homes. I spent some time in late February talking with people who had come to help out in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's meet some of the volunteers. To begin with, here is Rory McDowell. The week before Katrina, he left the corporate world on a sabbatical, rode his motorcycle down the Blue Ridge Parkway, stopped in Memphis when the weather turned bad. On the television in his motel room, lots of reports from New Orleans and Biloxi, but
nothing out of Hancock County, nothing out of Bay St. Louis or Waveland, the two cities where I grew up in mostly, until Tuesday. And it was about a little afternoon on Tuesday when the CNN reporter came and said, "We finally have some pictures of Bay St. Louis, but we can't show them to you because there's too many bodies."
He rented a van, bought tools, gas, food, water, and cried when he got to Waveland. Now he runs a group called Hancock County Citizens in Action, watching, helping FEMA and the Corps of Engineers and the local officials. Sunday morning at St. Rose de Lima, a Catholic church in Bay St. Louis. If you're a member of this parish, you'll get some help.
Well, we're about 40 inches to the peak there. Be careful, Josh.
Volunteers from a church in Washington, D.C. have arrived to replace blue plastic roofs with shingles on 18 houses.
We've had as many as 17 people on this roof, including six high school children. They had a half a day of school that they took off Friday, and they don't have school on Monday. It was a little tough at the airport when we saw all their buddies going skiing, but I think they'll find this was a more memorable experience.
At the Morrell Foundation camp on Waveland Beach, a Boy Scout trailer pulls in, Massachusetts plates. I meet a very tired 14-year-old Derek Terriel.
I've seen all the things on the news, and I really wanted to experience it firsthand and try to help as many people as I could.
Derek trudges off to find an empty bunk bed. Dustin Benoit, the scout leader, shows me what they brought.
We filled up two trailers full of supplies, everything from cleaning supplies to food, linens, just about everything you need for a home. We drove here from Massachusetts. We left about 36 hours ago and we drove straight here.
My name is Tony Garcia.
Where are you from?
Durham, North Carolina.
Tony Garcia lost his software job in January and came south to join the Burning Man camp. Burning Man is well known for festivals in the Nevada desert. The Burners are now in Pearlington, Mississippi, where they have bonfires on the weekend and burn pieces of art they've assembled. They spend their long work days trying to help people recycle what the storm tore apart.
You see lots of just amazing things out here. This guy said that he was looking at his yard. He's pretty old. You know, he just wanted to get his garden in. That was one thing we did, was just help him clear a spot to get his garden in. And he's looking at it all, and he's pretty much crying. And he's saying, like, well, you know, I guess I just need to either walk away from it all or shoot myself. I don't know.
The train tracks are repaired, and families are moving back into Hancock County with lots of volunteer help. Joanne Yon is here from Roanoke, Virginia, sent by her church to coordinate the trips of others from Roanoke. Joanne Yon is a pastor herself and says fixing things for people may be her true calling.
I've grown up with a hammer in my hand. Building is what I do. God has given me the opportunity to do just that and provided me with everything I need to make it happen.
Well, how do you cope with it financially?
My church gave me a grant of $6,000 for startup money. The Interfaith Coalition is supplying me with $700 a month to keep me going. A couple in my church gave me a motorhome so I have a place to live. I have more money in the bank now that I don't have a job than I ever had when I did have a job.
Volunteer coordinator Joanne Yon There's plenty of work in Hancock County, Mississippi, and lots of people coming. One group is getting set to house and feed 600 volunteers every day.